This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More bad news on America's frail economy. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits unexpectedly rose last week, the Labor Department reported Thursday. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, rose to 362,000 last week. That's up 11,000 from the prior week. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones expected to see the weekly new claims drop, but they didn't. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Wednesday night that an agreement to keep the government funded through the first week of December will be voted on today by lunchtime in Washington. A Danish artist was given $84,000 recently by a museum to use in a work of art. When he delivered the piece he was supposed to make, it was not quite as promised. Instead, the artist Jens Honning gave the Nuta Museum of Modern Art in Aalborg, Denmark, two blank canvases and said they were titled, Take the Money and Run. This is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Military brass went before Congress Wednesday to try to explain the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal that got U.S. military people killed. Brad Bernard from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Kenneth McKenzie, commander of the U.S. Central Command, exposed through their sworn testimony the lies told by President Joe Biden on the question of leaving a residual force in Afghanistan. In Florida, Republican Representative Michael Waltz told Newsmax that this decision made the United States less safe.
What did the Pentagon recommend, and then what did Biden ignore? We know from today that that Biden has said, look, nobody told me to leave a residual force, and we know that now to be false. We know that now to be a lie.
Milley testified on Tuesday before the Senate Armed Services Committee that he advised leaving a residual force of 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, as did McKenzie.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, the only American service member arrested for the incompetent and deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan. His charge? Not being silent when told by leaders to shut up, by not obeying a gag order and calling out the military leaders and demanding accountability on social media. He is in solitary confinement at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, pending an Article 32 preliminary hearing. The time, date, and location for that hearing have yet to be determined. The Marine Corps declined to comment on the specific events that led to Scheller's imprisonment without due process. Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz Wednesday questioning military brass.
When people in the military, like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, stand up and demand accountability, when they say that you all screwed up, he ends up in the brig, and you all end up in front of us.
Republican Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson.
The American people want and deserve accountability, and we even have service members like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller being thrown in the brig for suggesting that. The public's faith in our institutions continues to erode precisely because everyone in the D.C. bubble appears appears to have some sort of immunity from the basic standards the rest of America is expected to live by.
Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller's father and mother on Fox News.
While Stuart broke the chain of the command, I contend General McKenzie, General Milley, Secretary Austin, they have broken the chain of trust and confidence of the American people. And for that, they should be embarrassed.
They should drop their rank.
They should drop their rank and they should resign for that.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners throughout India, Nepal, and Bhutan are hearing the gospel, some for the first time, and many of them are so moved by the good news that they feel compelled to share it. The Tide Ministry is so excited to receive reports about listeners who hear the message of Christ and then eagerly pass the good news on to their neighbors, friends, and family. We are so thankful that the Lord has given us the opportunity to witness these salvation stories and hear how those who have recently come to know Christ are helping us in our mission to share the gospel with as many people around the globe as we possibly can. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
On deck, ladies and gentlemen, we need to reconnect with our honor and those things that are noble and good. Those founding father principles, those founding principles that created this great opportunity, which started with the pilgrims coming across, praying to God, God, give us a nation, Lord, give us a nation where we could freely practice our faith and religion and away from what was happening in Europe where everything was so controlled, right? And they wanted the freedom. And God answered their prayer. God answered their prayer and he answered all of our prayers. I mean, here we are in the 21st century, all these years later, 245 plus years later. And many of us are realizing the American dream and there's some breaking in to try to realize it as well. But we know that kind of situation and all the reasoning behind it is not consistent with our core values. This is the major problem that we have and where we are right now because we've been busy trying to raise kids and, you know, trusting our government and institutions to provide for us. What we're realizing is that our institutions are all failing us. They are all corrupt. And I know that Megan Barth and I have talked about this before, and that's really what we come back to full stop here. Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Megan, can you hear me now? Okay, well, I'm hearing noise in the background. I don't know if it's the cats running wild or what it is, but she's not connecting with us. Hey, Megan, can you hear me? Okay, we're trying reconnecting here. After that big lead-in and everything like that, you know, there's nothing like giving a big lead-in and then they're off the stage. Okay, she says that she's unsure. She's showing that she's still connected. So meanwhile, we'll work on the cords because every once in a while what happens is, you know, there's a knot in the cord. We used to say in broadcasting school, you know, when you were troubleshooting and say why things didn't work, it's just because there's a knot in the cord. And sometimes that happens. But hey, look, you know for sure this is real live radio. Because this wouldn't happen if it wasn't, you know. Okay, so I think we're connected with her now. Megan, are you there? Nope. Okay, we still got something wrong. We still got knots in the cord here. Okay, I'll let Brad deal with this stuff. But, you know, as I was saying, our institutions are failing us. And, you know, the kids see this. I mean, you can't just say, oh, the kids are a bunch of radicals and they're all Marxists and things like this. I mean, the reason that there's any kind of validity whatsoever that's carried out of the classroom is, you know, the teachers are pointing out you know, some obvious flaws in the system. Good on them, but bad in as much as that, okay, so what's your purpose in pointing it out? Is it to improve the situation or is it to totally destroy it? Now, Marxists, what they want to do is they just want to destroy everything. That's clear. And the history of Marxism is such is that it's not some real special party. I mean, you know, they lie to you. Interestingly enough, how lies are flying around these days, you know, from our elected officials, including the president of the United States. I mean, somehow that's acceptable that we have lies coming at us, you know, right and left for the sake of politics. There's no wonder that people are just sick about talking about it. They don't want to talk about politics anymore. And I'm just saying, look, we need to get a handle on it because politics is valid when it's in its proper lane. And clearly what's happened is it's gotten out of its lane, empowered by this woke society that says, look at, you know, you've got to go along to get along. If you don't, you're going to have hell to pay. I think we're connected now. We got all the knots out of the cord. Megan Barth, can we hear you now?
Yes. Can you hear me?
You don't know what a great feeling it is to hear your voice after all that we've been going through. Oh, Lordy. Well, we know it's live. I mean, there's no faking it. I mean, that's just what it is here. So,
no, that's the great thing about radio sometimes. You don't always get surprised.
Yeah, but you keep on hanging on there. And our gratitude to Brad, who's in charge of Mission Control, because he's sitting there like the Mad Hatter. He's flipping switches. You know, the levers are swinging up and down, you know, trying to get us all connected. But he always does such a great job. And what I love about him is he doesn't panic. And, you know, this is one thing about radio. Sometimes people will panic and they get crazy. And you go, wait a minute. You know, I used to tell people, stop, look behind you. And they go, why? I go, nobody's dead. You know, nobody dies in radio here. Okay? All right? So just relax. Take a breath. We're okay. All right. Now, let's talk about some things here. I was mentioning to the audience where we were going through all this technical hooyah is that you know, our institutions are failing us. I mean, there's rank corruption throughout, you know, you and I have talked about it. It's almost like all the three-letter agencies of our country are just corrupt. And what we see from the FBI and, you know, CIA and others, these are just, these are models, these are examples of how corruption has run so deep, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And absolute power absolutely corrupts. And what we have seen over the last, I would say, over 10 years specifically, and it might have started before Obama, but I think that the Obama administration really used the agencies as political weapons against their political enemies. And starting with Robert Mueller, who was the director of the FBI under Obama, he started to politicize the agencies through whitewashing trading materials. So Robert Mueller was the first FBI director that came in and removed all references to jihad from the FBI training manuals.
Exactly.
He worked closely with the Council of America Islamic Relations, which is CARE, and he worked closely with that co-conspirator and a terrorist organization. He worked closely with CARE to clean, if you will, the FBI training manuals. And then, you know, following up, of course, is Comey. And James Comey was outwardly political. You know, he obviously came out much more so during the Trump administration of just how political he was. The FBI set up and the intelligence agencies set up the Trump administration, undermined the Trump administration, completely abdicated their responsibility to the American people. And then, of course, we can't forget that the FBI is seemingly better at planning terrorist attacks and kidnapping plots than they are going after true criminals like pedophiles like Larry Nassar. Julie Kelly of American Greatness has a great article on the rot. And then we can't also, excuse me, one last point on the FBI. They also infiltrated the J6, January 6th protesters, and were also in the Capitol. So, and they encouraged, as they did in the kidnapping plot of Rich and Whitmer, they were using their power and influence to encourage the kidnappers and the so-called insurrectionists on January 6th to cause more damage and to incite, if you will, a riot.
Right. All this that you're pointing out leads to treason, doesn't it, Megan? I mean, this is an act of treason, you know, from Mueller to Comey and these FBI agents. I mean, this is treasonous.
Well, if we were a nation of laws, yes, it would be considered treasonous. But the swamp protects...
Well, not to mention... Yeah, exactly. Not to mention what went on, you know, during this last election process... stole an election. I still maintain that it was stolen. I'm sorry if you disagree, but that's okay, because I don't think all has been heard on this yet, because many people don't want to hear.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hello.
this American idea, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for doing that with us, because that's what it's going to take us, joining hands and, you know, back to back, shoulder to shoulder against these nefarious forces that want nothing better to bring this country down. I mean, these are the facts. I mean, we're in the battle in the middle of more than a cultural war. This is for the very heart and soul of America. This is what's going on. The jihadists, you know, the Marxists that have taken over, and this is what Megan Barth is pointing to, is that this, all this that's going on is not by accident. This is by design, and you've got to wake up to that reality. And so if we don't meet back with the same type of force, or more so than what's coming at us, and it has to be a planned, you know, a planned, you know, force and response, and this is so necessary. Otherwise, they're gaining ground on us. That's really what it comes down to. And it's been one surreptitious program after another, in part led by the FBI, as Megan Barth was saying earlier, and she continues with us, the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, I'm going to let you wrap up this FBI's incurable rot and its influence on the January 6th deep state operation.
Yeah, it was revealed specifically through the New York Times, of all places, that the FBI had infiltrated the January 6th attendees, and they basically perpetuated the lie that was carried on by Democrats, the media, et cetera, that Trump had planned this, that it started the commission, it was an insurrection, which it's not, and it's also led to the imprisonment of those quote-unquote rioters. Some did absolutely nothing wrong, and yet they've been in solitary confinement for months. Two men that were in the Capitol for 20 minutes just got sentenced to 45 days in jail. But if you've noticed, those that have been charged with anything haven't been charged with insurrection. They've been charged with as little as trespassing onto the Capitol grounds. So if the FBI infiltrated the J6 rioters, I will also contend that Antifa and other left-wing organizations and activists also. And here we are months later, and we still don't know who planted the pipe bombs. The night before January 6th, the pipe bombs are planted at the DNC and the RNC, and the FBI just can't use all the cameras in D.C. and can't use any sort of technology that they've used in the past to find this pipe bomber. I don't know how anyone in D.C. is sleeping well at night. If I knew that a bomber was simply just walking around D.C., it would cause me some sleepless nights.
You would think. Right, exactly. And we hear little of that in the mainstream media. All this stuff is hidden away. Again, by purpose, Megan.
Yes, absolutely. You know, their job is to protect Democrats, not to hold them accountable. And that not only has our intelligence agencies completely and totally rotted, but so has the press.
Yeah, and here we are, again, in trying to remind people that this is all done by design, and it is that nefarious. And they're counting on us thinking it's not as bad as it seems, and they want us to buy into Nancy Pelosi's narrative of, you know, there's nothing here, just move on. I mean, we're being Jedi'd in this process. I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last piece about the FBI's incurable rot, and I can't underline this enough, is how they treated all of the young girls that were sexually abused by their coach, Larry Nassar. These girls testified, many of them, in front of the committee in Congress. And one girl specifically, Michaela Maroney, said, "If they're not going to protect me, I want to know who are they trying to protect." And that is a question to be asked. That is a question that needs to be asked time and time again. Because if they can't protect the most defenseless amongst us, young girls who did not have a voice, who were being sexually abused by a pedophile predator, they knew about it. They ignored it. They did absolutely nothing. And so if they're not going to protect me, I want to know, who are they trying to protect? And I think over the last decade or two decades, they have proven themselves to be politicized. And I think that once that happens to any agency, specifically agencies in the intelligence arena, they must be disbanded, disbanded, defunded, and rebuilt.
Well, there's something, you know, of a disease, a really perverted disease, because not only the FBI, I mean, look what's happening with these Afghan refugees. You know, I was talking with former Governor Mike Huckabee yesterday about this, and the women, again, are being abused, sexually harassed, violated there on military bases that they're residing in. I mean, this is disgusting. I mean, it's one thing. Yes, you know, you kind of, you know, we hear these stories about how women are abused. These Afghan women have been abused, how they're being abused right now in their home country. But to be here in the United States of America and that kind of abuse to carry on and to seem like it's nothing consequential. I mean, if that's to take place and we are really serious about this, I would get their butts back on a plane and I'd get them the heck out of here right away, you know, and let's put a message, let's put a clear statement out here that this is unacceptable. We're not going to allow any woman, I don't care if she's a refugee, a citizen, or whatever, to be sexually abused like this.
Well, and it's not only the women that were sexually abused by a handful of Afghan refugees on military bases, but there were also children. Two specifically Afghan refugees were arrested for lewd and vile acts against a person under 12 years old. Not much was made about that in the press, was it? You didn't really see that as headlines.
No.
These people from Afghan were not properly vetted. There was chaos at the Kabul airport. They didn't have time to sit them down in a room before they boarded the plane as they were trampling women and children to get on the plane, or holding on to the wheel wells. They simply didn't have time to vet them in the air, at least any proper vetting procedures that I can think of. And so what they've done now is just basically release them out into the interior of society without really properly vetting these people. And we can't forget what happened in Berlin, Germany, specifically on New Year's. I think it was about 6 years ago now, or 7 years ago, where gangs, and this happens to this day, gangs of Afghan men have been walking around Berlin, Germany, as well as other parts of Germany, and sexually assaulting women. There was a rash of sexual assaults on New Year's Eve about 6 years ago. And again, you know, the press doesn't want to talk about it because it's culturally sensitive. They don't want to disparage a whole entire class of people in order to point out a few rapists and murderers. Well, I'm sorry.
What about the other class of people, right?
Mm. Right. What about the women? What about the children?
Mm-hmm.
What about
this
class of people?
No, it's disgusting. But see, this is what's happening to our, we've lost our minds, Megan. And if we do not get a handle on this, I mean, this is insane. I mean, our southern border, we've got Haitians coming in with, you know, Biden-Harris T-shirts. And, you know, it's already understood that a number well over 100 have the virus, and supposedly we have a president that says he wants to stamp out the COVID virus as he lets people who are infected with COVID come into the interior of our country. And then when you ask a number, how many people actually, well, Mayorkas and everybody holds off, it takes them a week to come up with a number, and then they finally come back and go, you know, maybe 10, 12,000, somewhere around there. Really? You don't have an exact number?
No, they have absolutely no idea, but yet these people are given slips of paper to show up into court. We know that 95% of them never show up into court. Why would you go to a deportation court when you don't want to be deported and there's no consequence of your absence? We're on track to allow 2 million illegal aliens into this country. Only Democrats would open the borders and fire nurses during this pandemic.
Go figure. I mean, that takes brilliance, doesn't it? Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More bad news on America's frail economy. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits unexpectedly rose last week, the Labor Department reported Thursday. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, rose to 362,000 last week. That's up 11,000 from the prior week. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones expected to see the weekly new claims drop, but they didn't. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Wednesday night that an agreement to keep the government funded through the first week of December will be voted on today by lunchtime in Washington. A Danish artist was given $84,000 recently by a museum to use in a work of art. When he delivered the piece he was supposed to make, it was not quite as promised. Instead, the artist Jens Honning gave the Nuta Museum of Modern Art in Aalborg, Denmark, 2 blank canvases and said they were titled, "Take the Money and Run." This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. Well, with the dog days of summer, you know, pretty much over, right? That doesn't mean you need to miss out on your favorite sweet treat, after all. How about ice cream, okay? We all scream, you know, for that ice cream. Well, the change of seasons offers the perfect opportunity to switch up your go-to favorites for more seasonal flavors. Whether you jump into fall with a scoop of pumpkin cheesecake or add apple and caramel to classic vanilla, fall is full of delicious flavors, and here to tell us all about it is the ice cream flavor expert. Did you know they had an ice cream flavor expert? They do, because she's here, and her name is Rachel Davidson, and she's here to talk about the science. You probably didn't even think about there being science. I mean, everything's science all around us, and it doesn't matter, but even when you're talking ice cream, there's science involved with all these ice cream flavors, from the base scoop to the ever-important additions that make your ice cream unique. Rachel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Wow, ice cream makers last year turned out a lot of ice cream, like 1 billion gallons of ice cream.
It's a lot of ice cream, and Americans eat a lot of ice cream.
Well, only 23 pounds on average.
On average.
Year. Wow, crazy. And what's the most popular fruit in ice cream?
That would be strawberry.
Good answer. Okay, you go to the head of the class. Okay, and we understand that, look, at the ice cream experience is a family experience, right? I mean, what family doesn't like ice cream?
Ice cream is always a great reason to celebrate with families, whether it's a birthday or winning a Little League game. Families are certainly at the heart of our celebrations.
Well, Rachel Davidson started as a crew member in 2001, not all that long ago, really, although it seems like a long time ago, in a Cold Stone Creamery store in Gainesville, Florida, where she worked her way up to shift leader and eventually general manager, and now here she is, an awesome scientist of ice cream. What a career path for you, huh?
Yeah, it started out as a casual college job, and here I am 20 years later, still with Cold Stone Creamery, and ice cream is certainly my career passion.
Yeah, I mean, that must have been a good one to sell your parents on. Hey, Mom, Dad, I'm going to college. Going to college? What are you going to be, a doctor, a nerd? I mean, what is it that you're going to... Oh, I'm going to do ice cream.
Yeah, I started out as an athletic trainer, and ice cream stole my heart instead.
Well, there it is. You got to be careful. There's all those choices and all those flavors and everything. We're talking about science. What is the science behind creating the perfect ice cream flavor?
It's innovation. Innovation is really what drives the Cold Stone Creamery experience. So we are continuously looking for new flavor combinations for our super premium ice cream. We make all of our ice cream fresh in the stores, and we engage with our franchise community to really work on some flavors that they feel markets to that Cold Stone Creamery consumer. So let me give you a little story. Cake batter ice cream is our best-selling ice cream flavor in our stores.
Cake batter.
It's like licking the bowl.
I was going to say, do you have a special sample bowl there for people, along with the what do you call it? The little spinny things that used to mix up the cake batter.
The mixers.
Yes, the mixers. Yes, that's what you call them.
Yes, the cake batter started actually in 2003. One of our franchisees in Georgia came up with the concept, and really the rest is history. It's in all of our stores, and it's been our number one best-selling flavor.
What is it about cake batter? I mean, you're the scientist behind all this. What is it about cake batter? Does it just take us back to our youth, or, you know, what is it exactly that makes it so popular?
There's a lot of things that make cake batter popular. You know, I think it is part of that nostalgia. You're growing up with your mom or dad making cakes in the kitchen, and even though you're not supposed to lick the bowl, I think everyone out there does, and this flavor is exactly like licking the bowl, and it's just a quintessential Cold Stone flavor. It's at the heart of everything we do. We really continue to innovate off of cake batter ice cream.
You know, there's just something about maintaining a little bit of rebel in all of us if you lick the bowl. I mean, you're probably, if you go to the White House, you probably don't want to lick the bowl because Joe Biden will beat you to it. But, you know, the thing is that there's just something, you know, about it. Because as soon as you tell people not to do something, that's what they want to do, right?
That's exactly right.
See, but that's a whole other science altogether, and we're getting away from ice cream, our most favorite topic here right now. We talked about how much a typical American eats of ice cream, amazing 23 pounds a year. But let's talk about the flavors. We talked about the strawberry being, you know, the most popular. But what about toppings that go with it? Because when you when you're putting, you know, this ice cream together, then you're looking at, okay, what kind of toppings bring out certain aspects of the flavor of ice cream?
Yeah, so for our mix-ins, brownies take the top spot. So that is the most popular mix-in with our consumers, followed by some of the ones you would probably expect, Oreo cookies, cookie dough, caramel and fudge. Those round out our top five mix-ins.
Well, this fall is coming at us faster than all get out. And, of course, this also opens up an opportunity for creativity. So what kind of seasonal ice cream creations do you have in mind for us?
Sure. So we have taken that cake batter ice cream, and we have dyed it black for the month of October. So we're calling it Boo Batter ice cream. So you can come in and get an extra spooky treat in our treat or treat creation. So it has M&Ms, it has Kit Kats, and Halloween Oreo cookies. And then you can really top that spooky creation off by putting it in an orange waffle bowl or an orange waffle cone.
Wow, we got some great options here. So, Rachel, as a Cold Stone Creamery flavor expert, as we say, what is a typical day for you?
So a lot of ice cream. We eat a lot of ice cream. We try a lot of ice cream. And then a lot of research into really what ice cream consumers want, what the Cold Stone consumer wants. So we are innovating constantly. I'll give you a little peek under the tent. We try to appeal to all audiences. So we actually have a plant-based frozen dessert coming out at the end of the year.
Oh, really? Wow, that's interesting. Well, and so during the day, I mean, it's all ice cream all the time for you? I mean, you know, during the day, I mean, 8-9 hours of tasting ice cream, I mean, you got to have a break somewhere.
There are some days where it's 8 or 9 hours of tasting ice cream, but other times it is research, and there's some other work involved to being a flavor expert as well, and some consumer research and competitor research, but there's certainly a lot of ice cream tasting involved.
Okay, just between me and you, okay, nobody else is listening. Do you dream ice cream?
I do dream an ice cream since 2001.
Is that crazy? I know, that's the deal. That's when you know that you found your passion, when you're dreaming about the very thing that you're working with all the time. I know when I started in radio, that was the thing. I used to wake up in the middle of the night in like hot sweats because, well, these are the days when we played music, right? And so the worst thing that could ever happen is that you would have what they call dead air. That nothing was happening. You weren't talking. There wasn't music. It was just nothing. And that's the worst thing. And I would wake up with that nightmare that I was, you know, there in the studio and there was dead air. It's just
crazy
stuff.
Well, that's similar. I dream that I've left the walk-in freezer open at the office.
And everything.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, could you imagine? I mean, how do you come in and tell your boss that there you go, you've got, you know, maybe in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars of product just, you know, turning into melted, what have you, a melted mess. And it's not like you can put it back in
the
holder, right?
No, you cannot refreeze melted ice cream.
Yeah. Okay, do you understand that, everybody? You cannot refreeze ice cream. I know some people have tried to do that. It's just, but hey, look at all kinds of, you know, tips that you get here when we've got the Cold Stone Creamery flavor expert and the head scientist. You know, she's on top of all this. Well, anything parting here, Rachel, that you want to tell everybody as we wrap things up? We've got less than a minute here. Besides the website that they can go for more information, anything else, any other tips that we need to be aware of to make the most of our fall ice cream experience?
Well, just know that it is always a great day for ice cream, fall, winter, spring, or summer, and visit our website, coldstonecreamery.com, to view our products, and you can place an order online for pickup at your favorite store or delivery right to your home.
Just like love. There's always room for love and ice cream, right?
Absolutely.
Rachel Davidson has been our guest. Rachel, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
new survey show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here, and of course you hear the song and you know immediately, boy, I'll tell you, it brings out, for those of us who are still patriots of this great country of ours, it just brings out an emotion that just draws us all together and unifies us, exactly what our founding fathers had in mind in E Pluribus Unum. And of course, the man responsible who wrote this song that has become America's second national anthem, Lee Greenwood, joins us now. Hey, Lee, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great, Bill. Thank you. Thanks for the introduction.
Well, Lee, 41 years ago, wow, you come up with this idea, God bless the USA. Give us a little bit of history and remind us what it was for you and how the lyrics and this whole experience came together.
Thank you for asking. And I have to tell you, first of all, that I'm a farmer from California. I was raised by my grandparents in Sacramento. And so I really didn't have a chance to pursue my career as I would have wanted to. So I went ahead and moved to the state of Nevada next door and just tried to make a good living. And I did that for way too long, almost 20 years. There was a couple of chances I had to go to L.A., didn't work. When the opportunity to go to Nashville, I jumped on that and became successful. But it was almost immediate then. And I toured for almost 3 years before I wrote God Bless the USA, because most of my songs I was writing was in the back of my bus. And we were playing stadiums and touring with all the major acts. And we had three buses and two tractor trailers. And I would generally spend time in one of the other vehicles talking to the drivers who were sleeping while I'm working. And just one night after a concert somewhere between Arkansas and Texas, I just decided it's time to write the patriotic anthem that I've always wanted to. And it didn't take too long to put it together, but I guess when you think of something for an awful long time, then you realize it's manifested into words and lyrics and music. And I had a piano in the back of my bus where I actually made the demo and then took it home.
Yeah, and some people would refer to it, some creators and artisans, they would say, you ask, well, how long did that take? And they'll say, an hour plus a lifetime. And that's what it sounds like for you in this story here about God Bless the USA.
That's exactly right. And if you go back to my history and find out the years that I spent in Nevada, many of the times I worked with a lot of the greats of my era, including Elvis. Mm. And Elvis was in the same hotel that I was working in the lounge. He was in the main room. And many times I'd go and see his show or catch the ending. And he'd do the trilogy. And he was very reverent, actually, Elvis was. He could have been a preacher, to tell you the truth. And so when I said, if I ever get my career, I'm actually going to do the trilogy to close my show. And I think that comes in the back of my mind when I started touring. But then I said, you know, maybe I shouldn't write, maybe I shouldn't sing the trilogy. Maybe I should write my own closer. And I think maybe that's where it began to be a real thing in my head when I started touring so heavily. Every night was different, a different kind of audience. Mm-hmm. But I toured all of America, every doghouse, outhouse, and roundhouse, and found out where the Patriots were. And they're everywhere. They're different
in
Texas. Yes. They're different in L.A. and Miami. But we're all Americans when you come down to it. And I still tour and find all those places where people just wave the flag and proud that I'm singing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Did you ever get a chance to sneak in on a couple of those gospel sessions that Elvis was known for after the show that would go on till like 5 in the morning?
No, I was never involved in that. But I did hang out with some of the Rat Pack. And, you know, the times in there, I was just working really hard. And so every day I had to get enough sleep because I'd have to double back the next day and work again.
Well, we're talking with Lee Greenwood, and, you know, he talks about his humble beginnings, but here's an artist who has scored 21 top 10 singles, albums that have gone gold and platinum, been awarded by top organizations in country music, CMA and ACMs. Not bad for a farmer out of Sacramento, California, I would say.
You know, it is high cotton. It really is. Sometimes I pinch myself and say, is this real? And God has just put me in the right place, the right time. But I, you know, people ask me a question. Have you ever seen this nation so divided? And my answer immediately would be, do you not remember the Civil War? Or do you remember Vietnam? Because I lived through Vietnam and I remember how torn we were as a nation. We will come back from this. We just have to squash those people who don't believe America is worth saving and still the greatest nation on earth.
Well, that's what I remind people, Lee Greenwood, is that, you know, we talk about revival. Well, by its mere title, it tells you that you had to, at some point, been vibed. If you hadn't been vibed at all, then there's no revival, right? And we've had...
That's correct.
We have this 245-year rich history of America. If you want to disclaim it, that's up to you. It's a free country. You can, you know, take away whatever you want to take away. But the truth remains, no matter what, is this country chose God. Like Israel was chosen by God, but yet America, the pilgrim forefathers, the founding, true founding fathers of our country said, we choose God. God, and they prayed to God that God would give them a land where they could freely worship and praise the God that they believed in, and God answered their prayer. And here we are today, 245 years later, the beneficiaries of that prayer.
Well, it was real prayer at the time because it was a very, after we defeated the British and decided we're going to become a nation, that we had to fight ourselves for a while. And then, of course, moving west and discovering so many other things and then having to fight people who would like to take it away from you, the battle between cattle and sheep, the battle with the Indian nation, and moving all the way to the California coast. And when you look at the documents that start our country, I recognize that I haven't read the Constitution all the way through. I've read the preamble, and I know what the Constitution says. But we're releasing a brand-new God Bless the USA Bible, which is unique because it has in the back of the book the Declaration of Independence, the readable Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and, I may tell you, Bill, the Pledge of Allegiance, which has under God in it.
Yes. Good. Well, and I do want to talk to you more about the God Bless America USA Bible. Congratulations on this. I imagine as you're doing this, you're going, why wasn't this done earlier? And also, by the way, just a side note on the Constitution, on this show, we constantly remind our listeners at certain key, you know, memorial points, whether it's the 4th of July, you know, when you're singing God Bless the USA, Memorial Day, other, you know, veteran events and that sort of thing. It's a reminder for us to reconnect with the Constitution. I like what the late Charles Krautheimer has done, and we've done this too in our family, is that he would invite people over like for 4th of July, and Juan Williams was relating the story as well, and he said that they went around and they would read certain, they would read excerpts, they would read the Constitution in total, but each person would read an excerpt of it and would go around and the Constitution would be passed along and they would read it. And after doing that, it just reminded them again of the greatness of this country and how unique, how uniquely designed by God himself, that George Washington would say.
Well, of course, the documents were forged in such a way that gives the people the power. And we don't want the government to take the power away from us. If you read the Constitution, yes, we can actually change this country a little at a time, done legally and by law. But you can't just change it overnight and throw out the Constitution. Unfortunately, a lot of the people want to change this country, and they want to do it instantly, tear down all of our history, throw out the documents that start the country. That's not the way you're going to do it. If you want to change, that's fine, but let's change it a little time by popular demand.
Exactly. It's not sustainable if you just cancel people, because the truth will always find a way above the clatter of it all. And this is what we're experiencing right now. And as you say, this is a government of, for, by we the people. We the people have created this mess, if you want to say, that we're in right now. And guess what? We can uncreate it and align it more perfectly, because we are a not, as you say, a perfect union. But I don't know in any other constitution or declaration of any country that said that they would strive to reach that level of being a more perfect union, right?
Yes, exactly right. I tour the world. We just got back from Africa. We've toured all over Europe, South America. If you want to know how great this country is, go ahead and do that. Just travel a little, and you'll see how backwards some of the other countries are. Thank God we have the freedom to develop industry and to change the way we'd like to live. And to tell you, if you remember the attack on America and the 9/11, of course, we're coming up on the 20-year anniversary of that, where we'll have a TV special of it filmed in New York last week. And you have to recognize that this wonderful country is so revered, and at the same time, so many people are jealous of the freedom that we have. Maybe that's our only weakness, but I'm just saying, as long as we have that freedom, we should protect it.
Well, look at the people in Cuba, Lee. You've seen the video. They're out there. They're yelling Libertad, and in their hands, they're carrying Cuban flags and American flags. American flags are synonymous with liberty, and this is a natural, organic response. And so there's a lot for Americans to be proud of and for us to reclaim in terms of our rich heritage. And the idea of God Bless USA Bible, how did that come about? We got about a minute and a half left, Lee.
We read to our kids when they were very young. Their boys are now 26 and 23. Both of them in college. Dalton's getting a PhD in Vanderbilt on cancer research. And our younger boy, who's a chancellor scholar at TCU in Fort Worth, is a musical composition major. But we read to them when they were under a year old. My wife and I took turns sitting in the rocking chair and putting a book in front of them. And after a very short period of time, they'd be reading to us instead of us reading to them. And the only thing I missed was, you know what? Why didn't I teach them more of a patriotic lesson while we were just reading about cows jumping over the moon? And so that's why the Bible comes in my, now in our career. I want to release this God Bless the USA Bible to give people not only a chance to remember how to be revered, how to revere the country and to have faith, but also read the documents that started our country.
Well, Lee Greenwood, cannot thank you enough. What a blessing that you continue to be. You continue to pay it forward with your talent. You remind us, you know, every year, and it is a blessing for the second American national anthem when you sing God Bless the USA. How can they get their hands on this God Bless the USA Bible?
Visit GodBlessTheUSABible.com for more information.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime.